Good morning, friends. This is Brianna, and as promised, I'm not only going to be sharing my healthy skin and beauty tips that I give to my clients, but I'm going to be sharing some healthy skin and beauty tips that I need to take for myself. So if you don't know me, I'm Brianna Thomas. I've been a licensed esthetician and professional makeup artist for almost 15 years. I have owned my own business for the last 8 years, a boutique skincare practice in Phoenix, Arizona, although I was in Scottsdale for most of that time. And a little over 5 years ago, I started working on my own skincare and makeup line that I feel really came about mostly to solve concerns that my clients and myself had. Ingredients that I really wanted to be used, ingredients that I really wanted to avoid, and then seeing gaps in the marketplace or seeing products that I absolutely loved in the marketplace, amazing mineral makeup and really great things to help heal the skin, but that were just so incredibly costly and the price was going up and up and up. And I thought, you know what? I can figure this out. I can figure out how to make these better and more effective and more cost effective. And so that's what I've been doing. But in the process of creating my skincare and makeup line, I have been my own resident guinea pig, as have my friends and my family and my clients. And experimenting with skincare and goodness knows all sorts of other non-skincare items as skincare items my whole entire life, mixing up face masks in the kitchen when I was a kid, trying all sorts of things out in the way of facial steam baths and anything that would purify pores, give a bright, healthy glow, and not only make me look better, but really improve the overall health of my skin and my overall well-being. I've spent my whole life really focusing on eating well and taking care of myself. I was a really sick little kid, and it wasn't until I saw a doctor who actually addressed my diet when I was the summer between second and third grade that I actually started feeling better. And so making healthy choices, I could see from a very, very young age that what I ate affected not only how I felt, but how my mind worked and how my skin looked. And over the years, I've really noticed a trend when I don't eat so healthily. It takes a toll in every single way. And this is the case for a lot of my clients, and a lot of people don't put two and two together. So I want to share some of my experiences with you as I do my own research on my own self and with my clients as well, and share some things that I've been through in the past that might help you or someone you know and love. So today, this morning when I woke up and I kind of assessed my skin and tried to see what I wanted to do for the day, I noticed that I had some new breakouts. And yes, even estheticians do break out. I actually am an esthetician to many estheticians, and they do break out. And typically for us, it's not the ingredients that we're using on our skin that are creating breakouts. It's usually hormones, stress, poor diet, mysterious health concerns that create all sorts of issues with internal inflammation or lymphatic stagnation and things like that. So for me, I woke up with some new breakouts. So I did my resurfacing gel mask for about 5 minutes, rinsed it off. Then I spot treated with my purifying activated charcoal mask just on the breakouts. Then I used my anti-inflammatory zinc toner. Zinc is really great for us internally, and it's really great externally for reducing inflammation. And so that's kind of how I started my day to reduce the breakouts. And I wasn't surprised that I had them. Today is a Friday, and last weekend, my husband and I took a little trip to celebrate but to kind of cap off the end of his summer vacation. He's a teacher and went back to school on Monday. And while on vacation, we indulged in so many tasty treats that we normally do not. And like always, it affected my skin. So if you're experiencing mysterious breakouts that don't seem to go away when you feel like you're doing all that you can to take care of your skin, it may be what you're eating. It may be that you're not drinking enough water. It may be something other than what you're using topically. And I want to get into that in my next little segment and share the things that I ate that messed with my face, and they might mess with yours. All right, I'm back. Thanks for letting me pause. So yes, going on vacation took a toll on my skin, and I wanted to share what affected my skin and what might affect yours if you're struggling with breakouts. So, and then just to clarify, these breakouts aren't bad. They're not huge. They're little bitty. Probably no one would see them but me unless I were out in the sunlight. But being that I know I refer to breakouts as a barometer, as a gauge to assess if something is out of balance in the body, I don't like to have them. And when I get them, I am able to use specific topical tools to help them heal very quickly and very easily, which are some of the three things that I mentioned earlier. Those are some of my go-to treatments for myself when I get breakouts. Topicals work really well, but if you only rely on them and you don't focus internally, you're missing out. You're probably not going to get as good of results as you would like, and it'll take longer to achieve clarity in your skin. So I always say healthy skin starts from within. It's my motto. It's one of my main messages. We can't just take a one-sided approach and look externally. We have to look at your body as a whole, because everything affects everything. So, we did a road trip, my husband and I, last weekend, and while we did eat healthy food in LA at the veggie something or other on Sunset, we had amazing food at Gratitude in Beverly Hills. If you haven't been, it's fabulous. You must go. Very, very, very healthy and fantastic. Yet, we also Googled best French fries, and not only had French fries once, had French fries twice, and each time we had French fries, we each got 2 to 3 orders, which is absurd and excessive and unnecessary. That was pretty much the only vacation mode food that we had, and it was silly and delicious. Potato corner. If you haven't tried them, they're fantastic. However, no, they're not the healthiest for you. While they have all sorts of flavors and all sorts of textures and styles of them, you're gonna need to balance that out if you eat a bunch of fried food with all sorts of seasoning on them. So, and not like fresh seasoning, like synthetic seasoning. So doing that, coupled with one day we sat on Hollywood Boulevard taking that in. Neither of us had gone, and boy, is that a sight. Not at all what I thought it would be. The people watching was ridiculous. But we sat there and we had, we each had a margarita that was incredibly large, and I have not been drinking much. I'm not opposed to it, but I know when I get run down, drinking alcohol doesn't do me any favors. It bogs down my liver, and my liver's already working hard at processing all sorts of things. And so while that was an indulgent treat, I probably didn't do my body any favors by having it. And I certainly didn't have as much water as I normally have. I like to usually drink 2 to 4 liters a day, which is anywhere from a half to a full gallon a day. I didn't have that water every day, so I wasn't hydrating enough. I wasn't, you know, not, and by not hydrating enough, I wasn't eliminating impurities from my body enough. I had that big, huge margarita that took a toll on my liver, which slows down how we purify impurities out of the body. And then I completely overloaded myself with mass quantities of French fries, which I don't rarely do. And that took a toll on my digestive system as well. And over the course of the week that I've been back, I've been eating more veggies and drinking more water. But it's no surprise to me that my skin was breaking out. So I'm fixing those breakouts. I'm making sure that I'm moving my body, getting circulation going, drinking lots of water, eliminating appropriately. All will be well, but these are my go-to things when I get a breakout. I know that they matter, and I know that they help, and I know that by getting my body out of balance a little bit is why I broke out. And not a lot of people realize this, and not a lot of people recognize that they eat so much junk every single day, and they assault their body in so very many ways, and it really affects the look of their skin. And they get so frustrated when creams and spot treatments don't work, but I want to tell you, they'll work so much better if you take an inside approach too. So hopefully this helps you.